here's a story from The World.
If you listen to us a lot, you know we're fans of K-pop. Korean boy band BTS with their 2020 smash Dynamite. That tune and K-pop generally have swept the globe and inspired new acts, which brings us to the emerging pop sounds of Central Asia and a K-pop inspired band that has sparked some controversy. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier with more.
If you are a K-pop fan, this song may sound familiar. Similar to K-pop, this neo-disco track relies heavily on a synthesizer, while a chorus of high-energy boy band members sing replicable notes. But these lyrics aren't in Korean, they're in the Kazakh language. And this isn't K-pop, it's Q-pop. Kazakh starts with a Q in Latin, and a band named 91, who sings this song, has pioneered the genre in the Central Asian country of Kazakhstan. Aside from K-pop, band member Bala says they get inspiration from a number of people. But if he had to pick just one...
Michael Jackson.
And just like the King of Pop, 91 isn't shy with their fashion choices. So when they made their debut in 2015, they not only made headlines for their catchy tracks, but also for their appearance.
They have colorful clothes sometimes. They have hair of different color. And sometimes they wear makeup and some jewelry, which is not for Kazakh traditional audience, not acceptable.
Yevgenia Plakina is a Kazakhstan native who co-produced a documentary on the band. She says this androgynous look wasn't acceptable because it went against what a, quote, traditional Kazakh man looks like. For many people, that ideal stems from cultural norms formed when Kazakhstan declared independence from the USSR in the early 90s. According to Mireo Tan, a culture and arts professor at Taraz State University in Kazakhstan.
After the collapse of the USSR, people turned to religion, to traditional norms, and the population became more conservative. The masculinity norms are very prevailing in the country, and people can face backlash.
91 has faced their fair share of backlash, which has been covered in local and national news. Yevgenia Plakina says 91 has also faced backlash from critics who think they represent homosexuality, which, she says, also goes against conservative Kazakh views.
I think that it both triggers the gender norms and also triggers homophobes.
91 band member Zach says they didn't expect to spark these conversations. He says, we originally came to the stage just to perform, to sing, to make a show. To be honest, this is really a personal problem for the people who started this conflict. Perhaps these are some of their own fears, judging by the fact that they made such a stir. The boys of 91 say they're not trying to destroy Kazakh traditions, as some opponents suggest. For instance, they sing almost exclusively in the Kazakh language, which the country's government has been working to promote after seeing declining fluency. Nods to Kazakh traditions are commonly featured in their music videos, and their name, 91, is an homage to the year Kazakhstan gained independence. Band member Zach says, I think what unites society and reminds you of who you are your roots, your culture, your language. So including these things is very important to us. Despite this defense, opponents of the band have tried to mute them. First, one concert got canceled. Then protesters demanded more cancellations and showed up outside of venues saying they didn't want the band to perform. You can hear two groups here, chanting outside of an arena. One is objecting to the band, the other is defending them. Eventually, 91 supporters outnumbered the protesters. All of the Kazakhstan natives I spoke with say the band's rising popularity has triggered talks about gender identity, gender expression, and sexuality among the general public. Zach says although that wasn't their mission, the band is happy to start those conversations.
Қуаныштымыз, өйткені егер де мәселелер бар болса, онда ол мәселелерді шынымен де мойындап, ол мәселелерге жайған.
He says, if such problems really exist, then we need to admit their existence and not just close our eyes to them. We need to accept that and look for a solution. Some people say the boys of 91 aren't doing enough to look for that solution. Haider Muhit is a transgender man from Kazakhstan and recently wrote a blog post about the controversy surrounding 91. He says the band isn't addressing the systemic LGBTQ issues in the country.
They aren't explicitly bringing attention to the problems that gay, lesbian, queer, trans people face. That would be obviously a lot more risque.
Still, hundreds of thousands of fans, who call themselves Eagles, are loyal to the band. Hits like their latest song, Taboo, have taken 91's fame to nearby countries like Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Turkmenistan. There's even a fan club in Bolivia. Band member Ace says international recognition is their goal.
Кью-поп осындай қарқымен дами берсе, үлкен субкультура болатын күші бар. Қазақ музыкасы, тіпті бүкіл қазақ мәдениеті үлкен трансформацияға ұшырауы.
He says, if Q-pop continues to develop at such a pace, it has the real potential to become a big and unique subculture. The identity of the Kazakh youth will become clear, and our music will be valued at the world level. Q-pop can help make that happen. Another member of 91, Alam, says they know that popularity isn't something to handle lightly.
Танымалдық деген бұл жай ғана сезім емес, жай ғана ойын емес, танымалдық деген үлкен жауапкершілік сенің де.
He says, what you say in life, in songs, this is a message that you deliver to people. So popularity is cool, but for us, it's a very big responsibility. That responsibility is not solely on their shoulders. There are now dozens of bands and solo artists producing Q-pop music, and a growing international population of music lovers to support them. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
The new Kazakh pop takes us out today. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. Stay safe, be strong, and we're back with you tomorrow with more news and stories from around the world.